you can trust them with individual presentations made, but you're just putting it in the mic to see it like that. And then you hit function F8, says CRT. So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see the screen will thicken like that, and then it will wait about a minute. There you go.
Is that okay on the phone? Or?
No.
I don't know where to put it. Cause
I think it would be better actually here, sort of.
Okay. Can you take it off?
Is that
alright?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there would be good. So, let's see. There. Yeah.
Okay. That's the best.
Okay.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want.
Okay.
I haven't missed it, but let's just start it off and we'll see what happens. If you're all ready. Okay, we'll see you in there. Link acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Project aim is a new remote control. Original, trendy, and user friendly. Functional design, individual work, and a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Details design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to
go
okay.
first? Okay. So are we supposed to bring the little things for the...
Yeah, we'll just click on it. Do you have a belt? I'll put them in your pocket.
Yeah. Okay. So my favourite animal.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal?
Okay.
Is it rude?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant. Back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I'm never going to be able to draw that one.
Okay, and you're going to write up on there, it says you're going to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say an elephant never forgets. Mm. And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay.
Nice
animal. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the white...
Okay.
Wipe off. aesthetics designer. Do you want to go next, Jen?
Okay, my favorite thing on let's see.
Oh.
Now, if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before, it's a lighter.
Right.
A combination of a lion and a tiger.
Alright.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
That's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is that it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done. Yeah. Miss Martin. Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks. That's a very pretty cat.
It also has what a big fat body and a long tail.
Okay, so do you want to do some write? You want to just write some words about it?
Why? Because. Cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly, and they're healing well, they heal, and they can feel when the humans
wow.
Problems. So
they're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done.
I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for the anything else, draw a little. I honestly can't draw something.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Thanks. No. It's just very done. No.
That's squirrel.
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, I would say.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, well you got it. It's because they're cute and stupid.
Very good.
Aww.
All right.
Okay. So I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working.
The next page. Put it, finance. Selling price €25. If it aims €15 million.
Okay, internationally sold.
Yeah. Production costs. It's kind of can't cost any more than $12.50 to make. Experience is the main control. So I talk about who used what. new ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. At 12:15.
So I think before we close, we're expected, and in the last slide, wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for...
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought this was just giving us instructions for the... to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. Right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Yeah. Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. That's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? You want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like, there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player or something like that. But at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
That's the other thing, it's just going to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that... It's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have per, how much?
12. It can't be more than 12.50 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget, or?
Well, at the moment...
I don't know how much it would cost.
This is what we're doing at the moment, is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
But we have one that comes out. so you have one in it doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And then you have another one and you slide it out. So it slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
a nice
one. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just split them up.
Well, have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very, very simple with just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. Like keep it really, really simple on one side and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
Yeah.
Sure,
or grandma as well, you know, where's the mute
button? I'm
not sure
if that's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you...
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
But
or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That would be cool. I was thinking...
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe.
Mm.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah,
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup
plan
of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean,
because bearing in mind, we had to add something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What'll make it interesting for people to buy them?
Something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons. For
sort of find a niche for our remote, like market it to a certain.
Yeah.
Or
just one that looks really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Could be really light or, I don't know, something special.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be all day talking about, oh, do this, let's do that. And I think we should.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, if it says just TV remote, it doesn't say combination with all other.
I mean, obviously, everyone. Well, you know, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in one.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having one of the nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip-up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this, if we had 5 or 6 remotes, and they'd be lying on the couch, and you'd come and sit down, and, oh, the television switched on. Or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button.
Okay, like a lock function on it, like you have on your telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people will want it. So make it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. What you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function. It can just have a lock function, so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels in the house, they flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas.
And I guess that's...
Let's move on.
That's good for now.
What does ID, VID and ME say?
Industrial designer,
okay.
Which is yeah, there you go. So that's user interface designer. That's
me.
That's
okay.
That's you. So you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one that you're going to be working out. Kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
So what the user requires.
Do you think all two kind of overlap?
Right, okay, yeah.
Because
yeah, it does seem like our responsibilities have.
You two are going to be working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
All right, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do you take
me? I don't.